So the topic this Moisei Shabbos, I just want to remind everyone, this is the third Moisei Shabbos I'm speaking, which is a chazakah halachically, although you've moved me to the back, so I don't know about that. Do I need another three chazakas? Okay. So it seems obvious to everyone what I'm discussing tonight as we are in the midst of the 9 days. Obviously what I'm about to say is joke. The Isser of the Siyum in camp but it is a very interesting shaila, how the Siyum came to play. Even though I'm in the Kolel, I still will discuss a real hak, which Mirtz Hashem will have time to get to, and that is a woman giving a Siyum. This actually came up in this camp a few years ago. I got fired for this, so I'll tell you the story. It's a great hak. We'll get to it. So, I spoke this afternoon to the staff, and we gave a shiur more on the halachas of the 9 days, different halachas, which they were seemingly very upset, like the first time they ever heard these halachas. But there are a lot of difficult things, and I try to point out, and I'll start with this vort, that we know we have the famous line called Mesabel Yushalayim Zoicha Roy Vesimchaso, and the general way that it's interpreted is what I heard actually, I didn't hear directly from my grandfather, but my grandfather, I once found a piece of paper that my grandfather had written, and he said that somebody who feels the avelus of the 9 days appropriately of this time of the year, Bein HaMitzarim, so he's going to see the Beis HaMikdash in all of its glory. But then I saw somebody else say something beautiful, and he says, but that's not what it says. Zeicho Roy means he's going to see it now, not he's going to see it in the future. Interesting. So he explained that a person who everybody's mesabel for Yerushalayim, right? Let's just say we're talking about frum people. So everybody does their own thing, right? And I was pointing out to these teens, to these counselors, I was saying that, you know, it's kind of funny that nobody would ever think of eating meat on the 9 days, you know, unless it's a siyum. Nobody would ever think of that, but, you know, they're ripping toilet paper on Shabbos, and they're doing a surim that so it's interesting that this, so what does this mean? So zoicha roi means is that I should be zoicha to reach a level where I have true avelus, that I actually get it, and that I'll understand the simcha that was the Beis HaMikdash. The hardest part of all of this avelus is what's the point? The big hak that we had today, which is I understand this, and they had a lot of questions, and afterwards they wanted to talk to me about it. I don't have a good answer, Baruch Hashem. I don't have to have a good answer. As I said to them, I'm not a poisek, and I'm not someone who's ready to give a real answer on this. They said, well, we all have days off next week. So what are we supposed to do on our days off? Right? You're not really supposed to go shopping. That's not appropriate. You're going to tie in a hefse in Meruba. My child actually is a good, very smart. So he said to me, he thinks it's hefse in Meruba because he's going to Eretz Yisrael in 2 weeks. And then he's going into Hester Yeshiva, so he won't see the daylight for God knows how long. He's never going to be able to shop. This is it. And in Eretz Yisrael, everything's so much more expensive. Hefse in Meruba. So I said, yeah, it's also hefse in Meruba because I'm paying for you now. So who knows what's going to be later on? I don't know if that's a taina. And so he said, what are you supposed to do? So I said, you're right. And I gave the following analogy, which maybe is not a good analogy. I think it's a great analogy because we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, the Wahyu Torah one. So I said that you know, when it comes to music, so I mamash is ma'isa shaya kachaya chatasiya masgeriyom. If you think, you know, you could walk out after this, or you can go learn over there. And one person's learning. I'm gonna, okay, no, sorry. So this week. So I don't know if I told you this or not. I'm being honest with you. One of the things you get in the shir is you get honesty, and you know the only sense I'm going to say I'm a real rabbi is I tell it like it is, and I think that's important for you to see. And I'm in the real work world. So number one, I think it's a mitzvah, and this is not a joke now. Even on the 9 days, if for some reason you're driving, and for even a half a second you feel like maybe you're falling asleep, it's a mitzvah to turn the music on as loud as possible. Open the windows, turn the music on. There's a great gadol who's a big, happens to be a Bereish Yeshiva in YU. And it was the 9 days once, and it was my nephew's bris. It was many years ago, and I didn't know then the schus that I was going to have in driving with him, and I was scared. I was in this when I was in, and now I'll say the name, Morasha. I was in another place, and he was picking me up. He was at the Kolel. He was very renowned in those days, even now more. So I was scared. So what did I do? I brought Torah tapes with me. And I got Rabbi Fran tapes to show them. It was a little loser high school kid. Look, Rabbi, I have a Rabbi Fran tape. So I got in the car. I go, look, I have Rabbi Fran tapes. And he's like, that's really nice, but it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm afraid I'm going to fall asleep. We're listening to real music. And I'm like, what? Jewish music, of course. And I was so, okay, so here's what happened. I'm at work. And I have this Excel sheet I have to do. It's going to take me a half hour, and it's busy work. It's just putting numbers in and calculating numbers. And it's boring. It's all boring. So I could put on an exciting Rabbi Hartstein Why You Torah Shir, but that's a little weird that you're listening to yourself. So I put on a song that's very inspiring to me. Not for, you can ask me later what it was. I don't want to advertise it. But it's perfect for this time. And I'm listening to music, and all of a sudden, our office manager, she starts screeching. I hear her going, "What are you listening to? How are you listening to that?" She happens to be more of a Beis Yaakov tradition. And I'm like, I stopped the music. I go, "What are you saying?" So I went into her office, and I said, "What's the problem?" She says, "It's 3 weeks, I listen to music." And the corner of my eye, I caught her screen. And I said, "With all due respect, what are you doing right now?" She goes, "I'm watching Netflix." So I said, "You can listen to music all you want." I said, "I could be a poisek for this. It's definitely better to listen to Hebrew music than watching Netflix. What's the point of my whole story?" Is that here's what's the problem. So I was saying to these people, you're taking the day off. So now you're going to take the day off. So now what? So new, you're going to take the day off. And what else? It's not like there are three options on the trip this week. Right? Camp Masori got super frum, and they said, "We're going to either Woodbury Commons, or you're going to Syracuse, or we're mourning for Yerushalayim on a bus." Like, what are we doing? Right? Or we're doing chesed, we're going to Hass, it would be amazing. But that's not one of the options. So it was hard for me to say, so what should they do? It's hard. And that's, I think, the ikker here, what creates this issue during the 9 days, is that, so how do we feel? So I think it is, at least for me, who happens to be a big meat eater, and I don't like milchiks, this is it. This is the week that it's difficult. But not to the point where we lose the simcha. Let's remind ourselves. What does it say? It says, right, Misha nichnas av, what? Mema'atim besimcha. It doesn't say, should say, Misha nichnas av, marbin be'atzovus. Right, it says by, no, because you always have to be happy. It's not chasidus shvort now. Right, people say that Ibdu is Hashem besimcha, you know, oh, that's chasidus. No, it's David HaMelech said it. I don't think he was chasidus. I'm saying, that's a word. You have to serve Hashem with simcha always. So, it's hard for us to feel this. I was talking to them, I thought I was crazy, by the way. I was telling them about Tikkun Chatzos. So I don't know if you know about this thing, but during the 9 days, it's a very, very, what? You do say there. Oh, Baruch Hashem. This is, I think, as far as raw emotion, I think the best place to say it is like here. This is where, when you sit on the floor here, it's like you're in your own house and you got the plush carpet and you're sitting on the floor. That's not the same. Here, your mom, look at it, it's a chorban. You know what I'm saying? You look at it, right? You feel it more, right? You're going to say Eicha next week. I don't know, you'll hear what I'm saying. There's a little bit more of a feeling of it. So I think that's a very important part of feeling it. I was telling that Rav Avadya Yosef writes in his Sefer, he says, "I don't understand." He said that, just for you. So he said that when he was in Ben Parat Yosef, right? When he was in Yeshiva Parat Yosef, so he says, this is what the whole 3 weeks they would do this. And we know the Sephardim, 3 weeks, they don't have a lot of things. Because what happened? All of a sudden, everybody, and this is Emes. We know every other law, people, the machmir, they don't take showers the whole week. Some people don't take it the whole year. They're machmir, they don't take showers, right? And they don't take chatzos in that. Nobody knows what take chatzos is. Something's wrong here, right? So what do we all know, and this is my segue now to this, is that we all know about the Siyum. Oh, the Siyum. So this year, you'll be Zaycha, those who are their first year here. It's the first time ever they're having 6 Siyumim, right? So, right, meaning they're having 3 during the week. I won't say it on the tape, although I will. There's one going on tonight. Don't worry, I'm not going to miss it. There's another Siyum going on tonight. There's no outside Siyums allowed, but there is. And the question is, so what's going on over here? Why is this allowed? So that's what the discussion is for this evening. That was a very long introduction. So 8 minutes to be exact. 9 minutes. So here we go. So the 9 days to you. Should I go? I mean, you have a choice, right? You can say, you can go. Shkoich, simchas ha-toyra. But have power, you know what I'm saying? And the real Shaila, seriously now, is going to be, if it's one of your chavraman over here, if it's one of you guys, so I trust you, not all of you, but I trust most of you, that you probably really learned the Gemara in depth. We'll see if it's not only Gemara. But now if some kid gets up, or you find out, right, the kid, somebody's doing it from here? No. You find out the kid comes up to you because he thinks he's so happy. He comes up to you. He's one of the waiters, and he says, "You have Hartstein. I hope you're coming to my Siyum. I'm giving it tomorrow night." He said, "It's amazing because I never thought I'd be able to give it up. Now, this is such a great thing." I said, "You just Messiah?" He goes, "Just Messiah." Yeah, just Messiah in January. And they're like, "Oh no, right?" And let's say that's not true. But let's say you find it. So that's what we want to discuss today. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. There are those who don't have during the 9 days. I think this is an important heter. You might find poskim who don't agree. I'm not a poskim, as I told you, but I've seen poskim discuss this, and this was a heter that I gave. Again, not a poskim, but got into heterim sometimes. I was one of those people who Thursday night, 40 minutes before Shkia, was waiting online at Dougie's. Right? And then, talking about Rabbeinu Tam Havdalah, I was like, maybe Rabbeinu Tam, you know, maybe I should. Thursday night, it started. It starts at Shkia, right? The 9 days, Rosh Chodesh is in a pass, right? Even so, Svarim write that this is the very unique Rosh Chodesh. It's the one Rosh Chodesh we have that's not so happy. Strange, because you're supposed to have Basar, right? No, fine. Weiter. So, the guys are waiting online. I got my food, Baruch Hashem. I had plenty of time. It was great. Perfect. And this guy says, there's no way it's going to work out. What should I do? Can I get the blooming onion? So the blooming onion is fried in the same popper thing. And I said, that's totally mutter. You're fleshik after, but that's mutter. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. So you could, if you had only a fleshik fryer, for me this doesn't matter so much because I'm always fleshik, but I'm saying for some reason fleshik, that would be mutter. And the asur b'basar of, right? So let's have a quiz question here. Why is basar asur during 9 days? What? Karbanos, simcha. Anything else? Good. It's both. Both. You're right. So, just to give you a throwback to the Gemara that I'm sure you all know, what does the Gemara say? Ain't simcha? Very good. Incorrect. So, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Gemara Menachos says, everybody says it's wrong. It's like a Rav Shester thing. Rav Shester always says, you know, you quote a pasuk. Where's that pasuk from? The guy says, Gemara Menachos. No, it's not. It's a pasuk in Eicha. Okay. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Is that? Fine. Okay. So, the pasuk actually says, Ain't simcha ela beyayim. Why? Because it's true, it does say Zain Simcha Basar, but that's talking about Basar Kobanos. And the Ram comes and the Ram says, starkly beautiful, one of my favorite Ramas ever. The Ram says, how do you manifest Simcha during Yantiv? So it says, the men are manifest Simcha through Basar Vayayin. The women? What? And? Can't sell, right? Can't say, right? You have to say Jew with jewelry. Fine, right? Ain Simcha, right? And then, Tachshitim Noim. But what did the Ram say? Lefi Memoino. According to his levels. You move to Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, you don't get anything. Okay. So, and then what does it say for kids? Nebuch Eloi Laini? Right, right, right. It's a toys, you would think. So what does it say? Kleos Ve'agoizim. There used to be a time where, oh, look what I got you. I found the cashew. The kid's like, yay, a filbert. Woo. But that's what it used to be. That was Simcha. So comes along the Beis Yosef, that famous Beis Yosef, the Bavli Beis Yosef, goes, what is the Rambam talking about? There's no Basar Shlomim anymore. What are you telling me? Basar ain't Simcha Basar. So the easy answer is, Rabbi Asher Weiss, others say this answer. The answer is Pashut, and that is that he's not talking about Simcha of Kabbalah. What makes a man happy? The Haraya, it's not the same by women. I once gave the shir to women, a women's shir, Rabbi Neuberger Shul, and this woman came up to me and she was going crazy. We're talking about Shavuos. And anybody who knows me well, I very much don't think that people should have milk. Sorry, but the milk is like Shavuos. Maybe it's three days. I don't know. Maybe there's some heter pekuach nefesh because your wife's going to kill you. But I don't think so. I think they're supposed to have basar. And clearly, what the Ramah was clearly talking about having, which I do in my house, is that after the Vasikin minyan, you know, you go and you come home and I have a meal of cheese barakas, the right delicious milchik meal. We have ice cream in the house, and that's great. My wife actually started working in right near Yavne. So that's where the Ben & Jerry's plant is. So she went into Ben & Jerry's. She calls us. She's not going to believe this. Like a good Jew thing. She says, they're selling it for... So back to Ben & Jerry's. Right? So they attend for something, and we got all the Ben & Jerry's. That's what you're supposed to do. You have milk, something, you have flesh. So this woman comes to me, and the woman says, she says, I don't believe you. She says, I don't believe Basar. She goes, my husband loves milchiks. We eat milchiks for lunch on Shabbos. So I said, don't invite me. I said, your husband's not the normal, I'm saying he's not the normal person. Most men like basar, shkoyach. That's what he says. Anyway, she invited me that Shabbos for Shabbos lunch. Obviously. And I said to my wife, this is your job, you got to figure out why we're not going. Okay. I didn't go. It's mamish, it's only Shabbos, it's only your Shabbos. So, we understand, it's both what you said. And the reason why I stopped here by oath is because there is a heter, if needed, that there are poiskim that write that because oaf is not the real meat, right? We don't have to do the whole lumdus of basar v'chalav and that. And therefore, if there's a situation, and I actually know people like this, who have iron or protein deficiencies, And they have no choice. They don't eat fish, or this person actually is allergic to fish. So they have to have during the 9 days. They can't go a week without it. So chicken would be much better. It's not a joke. So that's real. So chicken would be better in that case. So this is really super interesting now, because now I want to quote you what the Ramah says. This is a great Ramah. If you have a chance to look at it, because you shouldn't believe me, but it's Mamash here. It says like this: V'nogim l'hachmir shelo lishtos yayin bebirchas hamazon v'lo behavdalah. Where's the guy that made Abdallah? Below by Abdallah, right? And he says, he quotes the Chuvas Ma'ariel, Aval Noisim L'Tinuk, and it has to be a special Tinuk, the famous, right? It has to be a Tinuk, Shemivya L'Chinuk, but he doesn't understand Avelas. Many poskim disagree and say, no, your mamish could have the grape juice, it's fine, no problem. Umutr bi'atzma, there's nobody there. Then he says like this, however, Besudas Mitzvah Kigon, Mila, Pidyon Haben, V'Sio Mesechda, what's the next word? V'Sudas Erison, Oichlim baser v'yayin, kol hashayachim l'suda. Aval, yesh l'tzam saying, don't have a huge thing like for a whole camp, for example. That's not mother. Shelo l'hosif. V'shavua shachal bo tishavav, v'toichai, ein l'echol baser l'shtas yayin, rak, l'minyon mitzubtzam. Really should be a small amount. Fine. Yeah, filo, be'erev tishavav. Shari, it's mutter even if it's a small amount, right? Except for Shudanar Sachas. Comes along the famous Sefer of the Nefesh Chaya, and the Nefesh Chaya says there's something wrong over here. And this is integral to our Shira. He says it doesn't make sense. Obviously, we understand Mila. Mila, we understand Pidyon Haben, there's nothing you can do about it, right? Now, okay, this is questionable, of course, what you do. In Eretz Yisrael, it is quite popular to have a Mila buster at the Mila, right? At the Suda, right? In America, you know. So you have bagels and lox, you know, and you're lucky if people stay. And Eretz Yisrael, it's very 9 o'clock in the morning. We're like, yeah, so what? 9 o'clock? What's the problem? You know, even 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. What's the big deal? Very, very popular. Mutter u pidyon haben, obviously the same type of thing. So then, why then would it go to siyum mesechta? What should be the next thing? Suda Saracen, right? Because there, and then siyum. So says the Nefesh Chaya, there is a tosofer. You know what it said? Here's what it's the way it's read. Kigon milo pidyon haben v'siyum mesechta v'samach aleph. Samach aleph, said the editor, Suda Saracen. No, you know what samach aleph stands for? Anybody want to guess? Not siyum mesechta, ella svarim acherim. This is very important for what's happening over here. Svarim acherim means what? A sefer. Maybe Mishnayos, maybe Tanakh, maybe if you wrote a sefer. I'm serious now. We'll see. And that's going to be very important. We're going to see Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein is, I don't say Mekel, it's not Mekel. He says, a sefer that you learn behasmada, right? You take out how many guys even know over there, there's something called Tanakh, right? You have there Malachim, Yeshayahu, right? Yecheskel. It's not only in the Gemara. They have the, it's a separate thing. So you finished it, and you did a chabura. Every week they're doing a few, I don't know if you know Rabbi Reisman's, right? Those that know Rabbi Reisman gives a Navi Shurim, you know about this? So he does like one pasuk a week. For like 9 years, they have like a huge pseudo when they finish Melachim, whatever it is. So that mistama, that's what we're talking about over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Ayin Gimel, Mikol Makom, Imlo, Nizdamin Belimudo, Asiyam, Lo Yemahir. You're not allowed to Yemahir. Oh, Ya'acher b'shvil zeh. This is an open question. I don't have the answer to this. What does he mean? What does it mean? Don't hold up. So that's very nice, except the Shach does say in Yeridei and Siman Reish Mem Vav the following thing. I'm sorry, I'm skipping for a moment. Because of Besof Chuas Ma'ara Mintz, Ki Shebayin L'Sof Masechle Ya'ashir Ma'at Besof Ad Shah HaKosher, until a good time for him to have the Suda so people will come. So, what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah saying? This is an important question. Now, here's a question for the audience. By a show of hands, how many people here have been Mesayim and Mesechta in their life? Whew. Okay, don't mean to embarrass anyone. And those people that did it, how many people now, hands up again? Was it not during the 9 days? Okay, and of those hands that are up, how many of those people made an actual Suda, did something nice for it, not just like macaroons? Right, did something. Okay, can you see what I'm talking about now? The hands are going down and down and down. So this could be the question. Why all of a sudden now you get so from? Now all of a sudden you want to make a big deal. Back to our story about the guy that finished in January. So he knows that camp, Rabbi Bixen sends out the email and he says, I want to do it. That's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Or, Baruch Hashem, we have Daf Yomi nowadays. Daf Yomi finished Menachos Erchin. It's good to go. Erchin, you're Erchin, right? They did Erchin how many? 3 weeks ago? Something like that? Pretty close. What was before Erchin? What? Did they finish? Did they fit? When they did Chulin, Chulin's a mamish, you know? Right, the old joke used to be, everybody, when the Siyam's going to be, when's it in January? They have the Siyam, everybody's going to do brachas. And what's the next Masechta after that? Shabbos. So the joke is, Boi Shabbos, Boi Menucha. Right? That's it. So brachas is easy to do. It's hard. So the guy did Chulin. Did he do a big, now all of a sudden now Menachas leaves for 3 weeks, so he can do it now. It's hard to say. I don't have an answer for this. And this is what the Orach HaShulchan writes, Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, this same question of, what are we getting at over here? How are we allowing this? How does it have to be done? Now, some, because of the 9 days, started doing this. I was surprised, by the way, when I asked the other shiur, I asked the boys, they told me something quite surprising, and that was, yeah, this is my Rebbe did this, someone, they did Tumid. And they said that they did it in their shiur, like it was a Ben Azmanim time. And they all finished Tumid, they made a huge barbecue. I said, that's what I'm doing. I have to have a minhag in my family. My kids know, right? That's what our thing is. You ever finish something that's deserving of a siyum, tell me whatever it costs, right? So my Baruch Hashem, both of my sons who were bar mitzvah, so they did a siyum at the thing. It cost me a lot of money. So we did the suda there. But another kid finished. I said, okay, I want to do your whole class, a barbecue for your whole class. Don't worry, it was chicken hot dogs. So, but I did it. I did a whole suda for him. I want to show that this is a, why? Based on the Gemara, as you guys I'm sure know, of course, the Gemara, Kuf Yud Ches of Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes, that says, Omer Abaya, Tatile, right? What does it say? The Chazi Surven Rabbanon, the Shalom Masechta, of the Yoyim Atavel Rabbanon. Abaya would say they would finish a Masechta, he made a Yanta for Rabbanon. He said, wow, my Talmud finished? We're going to have a Yud Suda. You could ask the question of what Masechtas they have in those days. I get it. Maybe even more of a Raya. Maybe it was only Mishnayos, whatever it is. He would make a big Yantif, any student that finished. So I want to show my kids, this is something. And then when it comes to 9 days, I could say, yeah, that's what we do in our family. That's what we are. And it doesn't mean clearly, according to the Shach, it could be that I did it 3 weeks ago, and this is the only time I was able to get people together. It's very interesting. I want to stop for a moment and tell you a great story. Stuck with me these years, because I think it's a really important story. And because I'm not going to Hess tonight, apparently, he's going to come here soon and get me. So, but because it's a Hess story, my neighbor, I don't want to, I don't know if I should say his name, but he's a great, very, very famous Daf Yomi giver. And he finished Shas. More than once, I'm sure, but he did. And so he had a thing in his house, Shas, and he happens to be a very sneeristic person. So I knew that it was, if you get my drift, I knew I should eat dinner before. What I was going to have in the thing, you know? And I get there, and I sit at the house, and they have a nice spread, and all of a sudden, one of those, you could hear one of the pizza, one of the pizza things pulls up, the motorcycles, and it's not pizza, everybody's side. It's like Burger's Bar, and it's like, wow, and then a Poppers guy comes in, and it's like a Sudas, Shlomo Melech Meshaito, I couldn't believe it. This little sneeze guy would, and I'm like, I don't care that I eat dinner, by the way, I'm going to eat like a, you know. And I don't know what to say, I'm like shocked. And then he goes up to give his thing, and he says, I just want to tell you a story. Because I'm in Hask, and the Rabbi Eider, those that knew Rabbi Eider, was the one who invented a lot of the original halachos of the 3 weeks. It was his saver. It's hard to I don't, probably don't, actually in this basement, I should probably have it here somewhere. And it's like it was a stencil. It was like the original halachos. He wrote on everything, a Pesach. And Rabbi Eider came up to Hask to speak. And he was talking about the Siyum, and I know the different heterim and has, but he was just talking the importance of Siyum. And he was very bothered. What's the real heter of Moshe? We'll see in a moment later on. He talks about the camp, and it's one big happy family. And it did sit with him. And he said, Rabbi Eider, can I ask you a question? He goes, I'm really sorry. I'm in a rush. I'm going back to Muncie. He's like, oh, no problem. And he said, I got into the car with him. We went back to Muncie. He goes, long story short, I got to Muncie and realized I had no way to get back to Hess, but okay. He said, I had a long time to talk to Rabbi Eider. And I talked to Rabbi Eider, and I said to him, why is it? And he's going back and forth, and he said something to me I'll never forget. He says, one day in Mirza Hashem, your daughter will get engaged, and you're going to make an engagement party. What are you going to serve there? Just like a little sponge cake and macaroons there? He goes, no, you're going to make it nice and fancy. Why? Your daughter's getting married. He goes, you did a siyum masechta, you're marrying the boy in Shaila. You're giving a chelik in Torah, you're not going to make a huge suda? Huh? He goes, yeah, you should have Basar every single time. And he said, it stuck with me. And he said, one day, and he was almost laughing, he said, I'm going to do a Siyum HaShas. I'm going to make it like it's an engagement party. And this guy did that. And it, So it's not the when you see this Gemara, you say, I don't understand. And you see Rashi over here, Rashi says, La Talmidim, he did it for a Talmidim, and Rosh Yeshiva. Imagine having a Siyam. What hashva would it have on you if you made a Siyam and I said, wow, I can't believe this, I'm calling all the Gedolim that are coming. All the white Rosh Yeshiva coming to this. It's like, it was just actually Maseches Megillah. Like, okay, who cares? So there is this pull of, yeah, maybe you should treat Torah well. And here's the interesting story about it. I don't know if you know this. Chabad has a radio broadcast every night, live stream of a Siyam, which they hold you can listen to, and you could be eat meat. And they're very into it. And the other Hasidic shaks that as well hold this way. I was speaking to our Mashkiach, and that's funny. My Mashkiach is he always gets me. He doesn't really get me in trouble because I'm the CEO of the company. But I was preparing this year, and I was in the office, and he says, "Nu, what are you learning? What are you about vus vus?" I said, "The 9 day." I always say to him, "You know, halal biyom atzmon," and it's Sadmer. I like to joke with him, and I said, "See him on the 9 days." He goes, "What's the Shiloh?" I'm like, "Oh, here he's going to be stark, right?" Rav Yoyli said it's awesome, and he's going to give it. And he's like, "What do you mean? We have a Siyam by Satmar every night. We have a Siyam." So I said, so he explains, and this is what Lubavitcher Rebbe said: "Ein achdus gadol mizu." Imagine going to someone you're not so friendly with and say, "Hey, I'm giving you a Siyam. You want to come? We're going to have a big barbecue." I pointed out on the thing that you don't listen to, the lessons for the life. So I pointed out this week, I was invited, I've been invited before, but I never went, and I was invited to this amazing, amazing experience. I'm being honest with you, and you could correct me if I'm wrong later on, but there's a guy in Englewood, you might know who he is, Seth Gersberg, his name is. He does a shiur, Rabbi Reichman from East Hill Synagogue, every week. I've never seen so much food, and there was 100 people there. There were people who came from Flatbush. They said, Shulam Aleichem from Flatbush, it came because of this food and the shiur. So, and they had, it was the guy from La Marais was there he made the hamburger. I mean, this was serious stuff from my side. It was unbelievable. And I'm looking around, I certainly don't belong there, but 100 people, and Rabbi Reichman's giving shiur on the three. It's beautiful. And this guy's a tzad. This is what he does. This is how he spends his money. Baruch Hashem, he's quite, at least from the house, looking at the house, he's quite well off. And this is what he's doing with his money. Godless of Torah. You make a siyum, you show that it's important. So it's hard for me to say that right? And again, there's a bunch of other sources. We talked about the Gemara, there's Gemara in Baruch Basin, Gav Kuf Chav Aleph, on the days. Where it talks about that what is the godless of Tu B'Av, Mirtz Hashem, will be Zeicha to Tu B'Av in a few weeks. Yom Simcha, because that's when the chopping of the wood was completed. And we know that when you're Mesayim a Mitzvah, you should make a big Suda. It was a big Simcha. So the reason why we're not going to say Tachron really used to be a much bigger Yontif was because it was the day they were able to. It was raining, it was whatever it is, it was hard to get good wood. Doesn't make any sense. So when you gomer a Mitzvah, that's what a person does. So we see already the importance of this. That there's a Simcha Yaseira when we finish something. In fact, there's even a Shita that says something very strange. I saw it in the, I think it's the Tami Minhagim, that says that why is there the custom some people have a Milchik meal on the night of Shavuos? So it says like this, it's very, very strange, but it's cute. It says that we know that when you Gomer Shul Mitzvah, you're supposed to have a big Suda. So now I just finished Sviras Omer, which is a big deal for many people to actually say all Sviras Omer, which we don't understand, because you go to Meirv every night, how are you going to miss it? But not everybody does Meirv like you. And it's a big deal. So now you need to have a big Suda Gomer Mitzvah, but now you have a problem, because anyway you're going to be having a big Suda Geshvuas night. Ah, so you have a Milchik Suda, and people say, why do you have a Milchik Suda? Gomer Shul Mitzvah, it's a special Suda, that's why it's a Milchik. It's very strange, but Mama Shemina and Tommy even hug him. Okay, in any case, we see that there is a big Inyan over here to have this. Some other interesting things. So, the Siddur of the Yaivitz. If a person dafka went, the Yaivitz says that if a person dafka went quicker, because, yeah, he did it 100%. He's like, Rabbi Bixen comes up to him today, he goes, "Hey, Sunday night, you're giving the Maseches Megillah. Exciting. You finished it, right? What daf are you on?" He says, "How many daf are there in Megillah?" That's what daf I'm on, right? He said, "I did daf Aleph. I was good." Right? So that, obviously, I was going to say is usher. But what about a guy who says, "Oh my God, I have six daf," and Shabbos, he said, "Great, you come to Shachas at 7:30, and the guy's still here." You're like, "What happened?" He goes, "I stayed up all night." You tell me that that's usher, says the Yaivitz? The guy did Hasmada. If the guy's just doing it fake and he's reading the words, okay, I get it. But says the Yaivitz, what's so bad about that? Clearly that's not what the Mishnah Berurah's intention was. So that's important. And as I told you, there are different Hasidic sects, whether it's Sanz, and we just found out about Satmar. The Moed Chol Chai says that until the Sanz, his custom was until Zion, every night there is a, because there's a Yom Tov Shel Rabbanon. And that will correct the Sinas Chinam. And the Sefer Siach, Sifrei Kodesh, they quoted the name of the Chidushei Arim, he says, that's dafka the tikkun for Sinas Chinam, to invite people to a Suda of Torah. So, it's interesting. The Maharsha writes, based on the Medrash, I think we'll quote this later, the Maharsha says, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, David made a Suda celebration when he brought the Torah to Yerushalayim. So we see, when you have a Siyam of Torah, a Siyam of something, there's also, that's what's the different Makairas for this. I think the Gemara in Shabbos is the best one, because Mamash it was a Siyam Masechta. Okay, so one more thing on this idea. So he also quotes over there in the Sefer Yom Tov L'Rabbanan, it talks about Siyam. So he writes the following thing: Gichovo Mitzvah Aleinu La'asos Pula La'asid. We have to do something to show that we care about Chorban Habayis. Ve'hefiru Yomim Elu L'Sasa L'Simcha. We have to say, I want it, just like we started off by saying, I'm doing a pula, I'm doing something. I was Messiah Masechta Dafka during the 9 days. And I think that that's important to show that I want to change the facts on the ground. Somebody was asking me, what should I do? Okay, Rabbi Hartson, you told me not to go on my day off now. I didn't really say that. But okay, so what should I do? I said, you should think about Yerushalayim every night. Okay, here's a hat. You want a hat there? Go onto YouTube and write Zeichel HaMikdash. I don't care. I think you should, this is crazy. I think you should actually every night listen to music. Listen to a song on Yerushalayim and get yourself in the mood. Yes. Right? And you can watch. I said, what are we? Everybody's so firm. On Tisha B'Av, I watch every single Holocaust movie. I don't think that's such a good idea. Unless it really puts you you feel bad about it. You're not laughing at it because it's a movie that has a little bit of a comedy in the movie. Or, yeah, okay. You feel it. It puts you. I get it. That's the closest thing we have to Chorban that we can understand at least. That's important. But it has to be something, a pu'ula, something that we're doing. So let's continue. So, weiter. The Beis Yosef writes, Noagim ba'ashkenaz yeshiyam ha'machil nidar v'koyrim l'chol mo'edim v'yosef mishta v'simcha v'yonta v'siyam, that we make a siyam, right? When we simchas Torah, we do other times during the year. That's something important. The Yamshel Shlomo here writes a very important idea, and that is the following. The Siyam HaSefer, Nami Nira Be'enai, Shehu Sudas Mitzvah. What if I finish only one Sefer of Tanakh? Says the Yamshel Shlomo. Well, let's see. Says that, right? Because, but when we were talking about the Gemara and Shabbos, I was only talking about Masechet. De'ein lecha Simcha Yosef Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elish Simcha Verina Shel Torah. De'ein lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela, Dal Amo Shalacha. That's the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Ches. To lo garim mipidyon abein. Pidyon abein, such a simcha? He says, Basim shal Torah. V'hura pam echas halacha l'maisa. This happened, and he was zoicha, that he was at a siyam like this. Bekal makam, siyam ha-sefer hu sudas misal l'kulei alma, avel sudas chinuch habayis, b'vadu derech hushet. So he goes on different things, what's considered to be a sudas mitzvah and what is not. But he says, certainly he feels that doing it on a sefer, again, be'iyun, would be mutter for a person to do. The Sheil Satchuvah's Mishnah Halachos in Chelik Vav, Kus Samach Vav, Harav Menashe Klein, says that you could make a Siyum if a person learned, this is amazing, something be'iyun, an inyun in Halacha. For example, he says, Hilchos Shabbos, I finished all of Hilchos Shabbos, be'iyun, with all the Noisei Kelim. He says, he thought that you should do something for that. The Kol Aryeh says that he did a sefer when he finished the pre-Eretz Chaim, which was a Kabbalistic sefer, because that was amazing. The Chavos Yar, right, would also said about different svarim that a person could do. Rav Moshe writes more in depth here. Rav Moshe says a sefer in Tanakh, if it was done bi'iyun in depth, would be mutter for a person to do. There he was asking a question about a chabura that they had every Shabbos. And they were doing it together with their Rav. And it just turned out to be the 9 days. So he said, yeah, why shouldn't you?
So that appears to be mutter of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Also says this by one sefer of Navi, it would be mutter for a person to do. I have so much to say. I don't know what to say, what not to say. But so when it comes to a siyum on other things, it seems to be that most of the poskim allow that if it's just one seder, right, seder moed of Mishnayos, that'd be mutter, but not one, not just one mesechta, mesechas avos, yishkoyach, you know? So that might not be. So, the Tzitz Eliezer, Simon Tes Zayin, sorry, Chelek Tes Zayin, Simon Tes Vav, writes something very, very beautiful. I just wanted to write it. He actually is very funny. Somebody said to him, I'm doing a Siyum Masechta, and I don't know what to say. Can you write it for me? And he writes him a whole board to say the Siyum Masechta. I just want to read you the first line he writes. Ein Oyrim Godel Simcha. A person can't ma'arich the godless of the Simcha, Hamit Cholelet, Ka'asher Zoichim the Siyum Masechta. The Asimcha Ha, Lo Rak Le Mesaimim, Ella Kulu. Everybody's here. Dereshima Ma'agel Es Nistar Ke'el Nigla. He's revealing what is hidden out. As the Gra says, that Sion Hanigla Ver Nister Hu Shavim, that the word Sion Benigla Ver Nisman Gamachir is Shavim, that's very special and unique in the Gra. And he writes this, V'chulu V'chulu, and you don't understand what you're doing when you do a Sion Masechta. So just to give that. Now the Kam Hector. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Sheol Sechuva Sigris, Moshe Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. Bedaver im yesh la machshiv sudas mitzvah lepater ha bechoyrim atanis be'erpes ochel basam yerush chodesh av ad atanis kishiyam bechabura shalom de mikra. He allows it. That's what we just quoted. But then Rav Moshe says, what about in a situation, this was quoted later on, of a camp. So you have a camp here. I don't know what we're up to now. Number 700 people. So let's say split it in half or whatever. So he says, so what? I don't know anybody in camp. So now, let's not forget, we talked about Siyum and Simcha. Why is this mutter? So Rav Moshe's line is one big happy family. This is when Rav Eider, who quoted Rav Moshe, said, yeah, it's mutter in a camp. We're considered to be ba'achdus, we're one family. You guys didn't have to go to this thing at 2:20 on Friday. TED Talks, right? Where Ari Katz gave a whole thing, we're one family. Av stands for achdus bit mesoira. That's what Rav Golvach used that. That was Rav Golvach's line. Okay, that's beautiful. And that's really what it's supposed to be, one big happy family. There was a machlik, I don't know if you hear about the great machlikas. This is still on. There was a great machlikas one year, years ago when the kollel was a little bit split up. And there was this very, I don't want to say it in the 9 days, but he wasn't such a, how do I say, put this nicely. Anyway, it was me against Rav Goldbach. And, so I was talking to the boys, and we had like 16 guys in the thing, and I was talking to them, and I said, tonight there's going to be a siyum, and it's our obligation as base medrash program guys. I said, I want you to make a big simcha. And when the kids in the siyum, I want we to go around in a circle, and I want to show the whole camp, this is a siyum of Torah, this is what it's about. So the next morning, Rav Goldbach gets up, and he says, a halacha from the famous Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's usher to dance at a siyum. So, the cover, I went up to him and I showed him both Rav Chaim Kanievsky has in his sefer that he writes that a person is allowed to, could even have music at it. It's funny that we, not here in camp, but most people don't have wine, but Basar V'yayin would be mutter. I know in camp they don't have wine, but except in certain places. So I explained it to him. He says, okay, but that's not where Shlomo Zalman hold. Then somebody else came to me, was sitting here, another sefer from the great Gedafka, Chaim Stipler, would make sense, but maybe from the Chazon Ishim, that's Mutter, that he goes, okay, or Rav Yashav, sorry, it's Rav Yashav, that's what it was, Rav Yashav, they have a sefer attributed to Rav Yashav, and he said also, yes, he says, okay, Rosh Hashanah didn't say that, which is fine. So I thought that, this is a big, obviously you should go with what Rav Goldbach says, I assume this is the same psak. The only thing that bothers me there is that I want these kids to see something special in miyuchad. I always talk about the case. I had this guy once who came to my shir when I first started giving shir on Tuesday night in Bergenfield, and it was a little bit of a joke. He would fall asleep during the shir every week. And you can imagine, it's hard. How you can fall asleep in one of my shirim? I don't know. So, and it would be, and my ones were sleeping. You know, he was really sleeping, and he was bobbing, you know, called bobbing for hours. You know? Everybody's watching the whole shir, and they told me I should go up to him. So I went up to him. And he said, I know, I shouldn't come to shiur anymore. I go, no, you should come to shiur. He says, why? I go, because your kids know that you're sitting and learning Torah. At least you're trying to sit and learn Torah. And when they ask where Tati is, or Abba, or whatever they call you, mom says, you know where he is? He went out to shiur. The kid goes to sleep. He's like, what? Shiur. And the next morning he says, hey, Rebbe, so I think my dad's doing something bad. He's going to shiur. And he said, no, my kid. And he says, oh, I want the shiur thing. And this kid wants to start to learn Torah, all because this guy thinks I'm nuts, by the way. He totally didn't come to the shiur anymore. But think about this godless. How beautiful is that? I said, so there is something to that. That these bachim see, these kids in camp see, why the kol, why they go, again, I'm not telling you to do something again, but I think it's important that they see, okay, you could at least go up and go, hey, Mazel Tov, what a great thing. Make him feel like $1 billion. First of all, I hold that you have, I always do this by tachlon. Whenever there's a chassan, it's a famous tefillah kilchasa that's not so sure a chassan should go to shul during the entire, because he says that tachlon is such a power tachlon. How can he take that away from us? But there's a simcha. So how many of us, when we have the greatest thing, I don't know anybody that davens in B'nai Yashir, and they have a sign they put up that says, tachlon? No. And everyone's like, yeah. And they're like, they're mocking me. They're like, no, that was from the 7 o'clock meeting. I know, but it was up. When we walked in, it was up. And when it was up, right? Right? And there used to be, like, by a bris. So there's a machaikis, because Rav Moshe says that the bris is happening there. So what does it mean by a bris is happening? They're having the suda. What about the sudas and the suda? You know, it's all like that. So actually, when I used to daven in the 8 o'clock minyan when I had my first son, I was there. So the guy comes in, he goes, where are you? When we're having the minyan, he goes, okay, I don't care where you're davening. You got to walk into the minyan at some point. Please, I'm begging you. This way, we won't say tachlon. I said, come on, stop it. Right? How many people go up to the person and say mazel tov? It's the only reason why you really. So I try to find who's the chassan who says I actually did this right before I left. Some guy was getting married that day. So no, I dominated a smaller minion. So we were looking around. I found the chassan. I went up to him. Mazel tov, mazel tov. You guys said, chassan, b'yom, chupas. He goes, Zeloni. There's a guy in the back of me. I'm like, oh, are you married? He's like, no. I'm like, ooh, sorry. Should be zeich. So that's what Rav Moshe says. And he says, and therefore, it's a suda because of the fact that you learn Be'iyun, and there's a great simcha over here. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. He says we're one family, whether it's a camp situation or we're in like a bungalow colony, or everybody's vacationing together. So that is mutter to do. The Orach HaShulchan does point out that if a person does a siyum and he doesn't have a simcha, it's just something he does all the time. So I'm not so sure. That's what he says. He's not sure. Okay, let's just finish off now. So he says, oh, the women thing, sorry. That's the reason you're here, right? So there's a lot more to do, I apologize, but we don't have time to go through all this whole thing. The women thing. So, it's like this. It's hard to find this anywhere. Can a woman give it? Who's discussing it? So The place that I found it the most stark was in the Shiras Yosef of the great Rav Warman. Rav Warman from Yeshiva, anybody that went to Hank, I think it was his uncle. And Rav Warman there writes a Chuvin Chelek Dalet, and he speaks about it so beautifully. So he first starts off, a mamash summarizing, it's a long, long Chuva. And it's just an amazing, you know, everybody knows the history. He was asked to be Rosh Yeshiva in YU. By the end of his life, unfortunately, he'd just gotten sick, so he wasn't able to do it, but it would have been an amazing thing for YU. And he says, so, doesn't the Rambam write in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Isha Shalam the Torah, Yesh Laschar, Aval Ein Aschar Ki Ish, because she's not Mestava, and Haloimein is Bitol Torah Ki Ilulam the Tiflus. So he goes on the whole thing and saying, has time changed? So we don't have time to go through the whole ganze geshef, but the Chavetz Chaim already writes. He writes in the Likutei Halachos. So there, the Rambam writes that the Chavetz Chaim writes that we see already that times have changed, and we need to be more teaching them mitzvah rabba. He writes Elam do Chumash the Gamnavi Maseches Avos and Musar, because it's time for them to start learning. Harav Sarotskim says the same thing. Meozne HaMishpat says the same thing, that now mitzvah rabbah, to teach them emunah, tahara, they should know.
And even you're going to tiny that it's only talking about, right, Torah Bechsav? No. Poskim already, he quotes different Poskim that say they could learn Torah Baal Peh v'chulu v'chulu. And the Chida, who quotes the name of the Rashbitz, who says, don't we know great Gedolim that quote people, the Sma, in a number of places, quotes Hevia Shnei Dinim, Shechidish Imo HaRabbanit. Right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has this about the Neiros about Neiros Yontif. If I'm not mistaken, so he writes about, really, by Neiros Yontif, you should make the bracha. He says, I was taught by the Rabbanit, my mother, she said you really should, over Las Yassin doesn't apply by Yontif. And therefore, low plug, there's a different thing over there. But he says that. And what about Bruria? And he quotes, and he goes on and on. She has the Marshal, quotes B'Shem Imo. And of course, Bruria's got all these halachas, v'chulu, whatever. So he says, so we don't see that it's only you teach them Navi. So maybe it should be Mutter, right? And then he says, but the Rambam is there's a miut. He says, there's a miut of Nashim, Sheri Lam the Torah. He says, maybe that miut now became more of a majority, and women now are learning Torah, and Baruch Hashem for that. Very, very interesting. I'll just give you the final line. The final line he writes, Ikra Shela B'Siyam B'Sechta Lidei Nashim, Hine Hein Oisim B'Sudas Mitzvah B'Etziyam B'Sechtar Kvar Kosa B'Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam Shel Shlomo has that long piece where the Yam Shel Shlomo says, and others write this, but we just quoted the Yam Shel Shlomo before, about what's considered to Sudas Mitzvah. He says, why wouldn't it be a Sudas Mitzvah? Why wouldn't it be a Sudas Mitzvah? Even if a woman did it, and they really did it in the right and the proper way. And if the mucker is Mashiach Shirim, like the Gra quotes, and we quoted before, Sha'isin Sudas the Gamr Shal Torah. So what? So you're saying, what, they're allowed to learn Torah? It's no better than Mitzvah Sashesh Hazman Grama, where Ashkenazim at least let them make a bracha. So he says, what would the only problem be? So his final words are, well, let's see what's the real reason why she's doing it. And that's going to be the ikkar, right? He says that he thinks that it should only be for a minyan, a small minyan, right? Not everybody there. He says that, to me, would be the appropriate thing to do. Let me just find the last. Oh, here it is. Nope. Because if it's a case where her family's there, he says, yeah, the family should be there. Even if it's close family, he doesn't say this, but I'm just making this up. Cousins and their men, that's true. But to have any other men there, he says that he doesn't find to be appropriate. He says that he thinks there's some lack of smius over there, and he would recommend that not be done. That's what he says. Why this, that, I don't have a great answer for you where that would exactly stop. You know, what kind of family members? That would be my suggestion. One could argue, for example, something like this publication, right, where you have a lot of women writing in here. So some would argue, and I know this from the person who edits this, told me, that there are some shuls who don't allow it because they let women write. That's right. There are some men who won't go to shir that are given by women. I think that this is the derech, my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. That was the derech. We didn't go to women's shirim. Okay, women's giving Devar Torah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying shir. I don't know. There's no kolisha by it. The lack, I don't know, there's something there. So that I would recommend the siyum. Again, she has roses, she's allowed to make a siyum only for girls. Okay, that would be mutter. It happened to be in this case, I'll just tell you the final story just so we could end off on a little simcha. It's Moshe Shabbos, so we can have a little simcha. So he says, so what happened? So there was a girl here a few years ago, she was giving a siyum. She finished Dafiyomi, whatever Masechta it was from 3 months ago, so already I think that was a problem. And it was Thursday nights when I used to give the shir to the waiters, and I was giving them a shir, and they were all invited to the siyum. And Mamash, I spent the whole shiur talking about why I don't think they should go to the siyum. Right? And all the reasons we gave, and besides the fact the psak of Rabbi Bixen is that you're not allowed to have any outside siyum in. I said, and you shouldn't belong there. It's on girls' campus. You don't belong on girls' campus. Guys, don't come. So of course, literally, as a good parent, they literally heard every word I said and did the opposite, and they went. And not only that, when I said, guys, you know, this isn't going on YU Torah. Now it is. This isn't going on YU Torah. So everything I said, don't tell it over to her. I don't want to embarrass. It's not about her specifically, so on and so forth. So they told her everything that I said. She was so upset. She almost didn't give the CM, but she did. And she called her father. And her father called Ari Katz. And the father said, "This, I don't know who this rabbi thinks he is. He should be fired." And he made my daughter upset and cry. So thank God I have a good relationship. In the morning, he came to me. And he said, Rabbi Hartstein, oh boy. And he says, you got to go apologize. I said, of course I'm apologizing. I don't want to make anybody cry. That's ridiculous.
So I remember it was one of those Chabad, 10 o'clock davenings over here. I had to wait till they were done. And she came out, and I went to talk to her, and I'm sorry, but I think you misunderstood me. I said, you can give it. I just said, the boy shouldn't come. And she started hysterically crying. And the moment she started bawling, crying, like mama's rivers were coming, right, my wife passes and sees that I'm making this girl cry. She's like, what are you doing? We're going to get kicked out of camp. Why are you making a girl cry? So I said, she wasn't dressed decently. She needs to go. So I don't want to embarrass. I don't want to. Shir Yosef said some mutter, but clearly, even he, one of the Paisimus said, and he writes and he quotes Rav Soloveitchik. And he said, Rav Soloveitchik is the one who said that you could learn Gemara, not in the same way people interpret it today. That's not true. But he says, yes, it was mutter under certain circumstances. Yes. But to tell me that they can give a seum for the whole camp, that's not happening here. Don't worry, guys. I'm saying, but that. There's something to be said. He didn't even allow it. So fine, you're going to find the other poiskim now that are going to go ahead. And I searched this. I found a few svarim that talk about it again for their own type of people. But, for them by themselves. I don't know. There's a lot of other Torahs to discuss about Rav Scheinberg, about Siyum with Art Scroll. Did you have real Hasmada? And different areas, what a person of Messiah, he does a smaller Masechta, Masechta's Kala, probably not good, so. But again, let's just end off on the right note, that it seems to be that the point of a Siyum in this time, even if we take the Hasidish approach, is that you should understand what's going on. I don't think you have a choice, right? I think you're going to go and you're going to eat. So what should you be thinking during that time? Three times this week, you have to think about this, right? The Dalet Amos of Halacha, that's the only thing the Rabbeinu Shalom kept it. This is where the Shechina is. The Shechina is in this Beis Medrash. That's where it is. That's all we have. And that Torah, that Siyum is being brought into a main campus. That's Nachas Ruach, the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to celebrate that. You have to celebrate the fact, Ashreinu Matol Chokeinu. Excuse me for being very blunt and honest. Where were you a few years ago? I don't want to bring up what, right? The fact, I don't know. I don't think 5 years ago, right? Are there a lot of you, you say, oh, I'm going to Missouri. What are you, a loser? You go to Missouri Kollel? What? Why don't you go to Moco? No. But you understand? This is the Dalet Amos of Halacha. And they have a whole camp that the only way they can eat is that? That's not a derech of Mashiach. You have a kid. A kid's going to get up who's 14. Happens to be that I feel bad about this. My son finished Maseches Moed, and he's really been trying very hard. And unfortunately, he wasn't the people chosen to give the Siyum. They have a whole list of people, whatever reason it was. So he said to me, Abba, I said this to me today. It really got to me. He said, Abba, okay, so we're not doing it until the 9 days, but when we get back, we really have to do something. I want to do it with my friends. That's not snachas ruch to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? And maybe it gives us pause. Excuse me for giving you a little Musar amongst your Shabbos. How many Siyums have I done? Yeah, you should look at a kid and go, wow, that kid's 16 years old and he does. Yeah, I haven't done more than 3-4 Siyum, including myself in this. I should feel like I'm sitting in a koilo. When am I going to do a Siyum? Imagine if that spurred you to start a Masechta.